Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The Westminster Circus continues at your expense. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 27th of March 2023. The media trial of Matt Hancock has petered out, presumably long before anything approaching the truth was discovered in the copious WhatsApp files handed over to the Daily Telegraph. Trial by the Fourth Estate rarely leads to anything useful, unless it leads to the courts and a proper trial. The Hancock fiasco was just a free sideshow to the main circus, meant to convince us that someone really is concerned that lies were told and wrongs were committed during the disastrous COVID years, also referred to as the pandemic. Part of the main circus, already referred to in these pages, is the COVID inquiry, which long before it was even underway cost £85 million of taxpayers' money and continues to spend it. Another initiative designed to persuade the naive that something is being done. However, the majority of young people still claim to love lockdown, and with 25% of people still wearing face masks out of doors, it's not hard to predict who the outcome of the review will be written to please. With considerable certainty, the outcome of the COVID inquiry will already be drafted to the effect that lockdowns should have been sooner, harsher and longer, likewise for face mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Now we have the pointless investigation into Boris Johnson and his alleged misleading of Parliament. This is another of the circuses put on to keep the masses amused. If it led to Boris Johnson being behind bars, it would be worthwhile. However, it will lead to little more than a wagging of the Westminster finger at the former Prime Minister, and will cost us £250,000 in Johnson's fees alone. Just to recap, Johnson and his cronies, including our illustrious and diminutive current Prime Minister, were caught red-handed on camera and admitted to breaking their own COVID regulations on gatherings and social distancing, and fined £50 each. They did this repeatedly, and Johnson has even admitted to misleading Parliament. At the same time, people were facing fines of £1,000 for having a birthday party at home, some small businesses were fined several £1,000 for trying to make a living, and pensioners were being arrested. Then the major circus, the war in Ukraine. According to the mainstream media, Ukraine is a country on a permanent war footing, taking remarkably few casualties while inflicting mass casualties on the Russians. Now, they also have to suffer an invasion of Lovies, Wokesters and Davos-directed world leaders to stroke the ego of their ridiculous designer combat-clad leader. You would think they might be too occupied with the war and what to send a team to Wembley and thousands of supporters to support them at the Euro qualifying game against England on Sunday, but you'd be wrong. Even the England supporters seem to be supporting Ukraine with "We Stand With Ukraine" printed over Union flag on their scarves. It seems that Southgate's overpaid, bouffant-haired buffoons on the pitch clearly did not get the memo. They walloped Ukraine 2-0. Dear me, how sad. Never mind.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.